This is the Daily Dope presented by The Gaming Gang for Thursday, January 5th, 2012. It's time for another irrelevant look at the gaming news of the day. Howdy, folks. As always, I'm your host, Jeff McAleer. Let's begin by mentioning a couple of items of interest regarding The Gaming Gang. First, the website is now available on Kindle through Amazon. If you'd like to take TGG with you wherever you go, even without a Wi-Fi connection, check out the Amazon.com info in today's gaming news piece on site. Also, if you're a subscriber to our audio feed, which includes the bi-weekly show along with this news program, iTunes should automatically update the availability of each episode if you have your settings switched to hourly or manual. Even though I've noticed the iTunes Store is slow to update our page with new episodes, you won't miss out. If you don't use iTunes, you can easily add our feed through any podcast aggregator you'd like. That feed link is located in any of the Gaming Gang podcast posts or any of the posts for the Daily Dope. Okay, enough with what's going on with us. Let's get down to the nitty-gritty. Two new expansions are coming from GMT for their Commands and Colors series. Commands and Colors Napoleonics is receiving the Spanish Army, while Commands and Colors Ancients will get their sixth expansion with the addition of the Spartans. First, the Spanish Army. At the time of the Napoleonic Wars, Spain was only a shadow of its former power. Spanish troops and leaders, as many Napoleonic historians point out, performed badly on a large number of occasions. Yet there are a number of battles, Belen, Tamames, Alcanis, and San Marcial, where the Spaniards fought valiantly and gained victory. Ironically, the point most historians overlook is the fact these Spanish armies constituted a threat that the French simply could not ignore. As good as Wellington's Anglo-Portuguese field army was, that army faced multiple French armies. They could only defeat one French army at a time. The Spanish armies and the accompanying guerrilla warfare against French troops tied down the remainder, allowing the Anglo-Portuguese army to ultimately emerge victorious. In this expansion, you'll find 18 historical scenarios that focus on peninsular battles fought by the Spanish army from 1808 to 1813, plus all the new units you'll need to field for these engagements. As far as Commands and Colors Ancients, the Spartan Army expansion features over 20 scenarios, which focus on a period of time from 669 BC to 338 BC. In the early battles of Sparta against Argive, we see the development of hoplite armies. We then move on to the war with the Persian Empire and take a closer look at the Battle of Thermopylae, 480 BC. During the Peloponnesian Wars, Sparta takes a leader position among the Peloponnesian states, which would last for almost two centuries. Finally, there's a shift in power away from Sparta during the battles of the Theban era and the rise of Macedon. The Spartan Army expansion also provides all the blocks and stickers needed to field a Spartan army and its allies to oppose the armies from Commands and Colors Ancients Expansion 1, Greek versus Eastern Kingdoms, as well as one sheet of 15 new double-sided terrain tiles. Wizards of the Coast releases a new map pack for Dungeons & Dragons to their premier stores later this week, and it's entitled Haunted Temples. These premier stores received the Haunted Temples map pack well over a week before it'll arrive at other retailers, and you can get a sneak peek at this terrifying map pack for D&D at wizards.com. Dungeon masters need awesome maps to create memorable encounters. This pack contains three full-color, double-sided, 21-inch by 30-inch battle maps with 1-inch scale grids. One map features two exciting, never-before-seen encounter locations, a crumbling cathedral, and a haunted chapel with adjoining cemetery. All three maps provide attractive, reusable terrain suitable for any Dungeons & Dragons campaign. Obviously, the map pack products are compatible with all editions of the D&D role-playing game and are also designed for use with D&D miniatures. In other semi-RPG-related news, Paizo Publishing has announced its award-winning Pathfinder role-playing game is being licensed to Dynamite Entertainment, who's going to publish comics based on Pathfinder's exciting fantasy world in 2012. Launched in 2009, Pathfinder has taken the tabletop gaming world by storm and is now tied with Dungeons & Dragons as the best-selling hobby role-playing game in the world, spawning rulebooks, adventures, collectible figurines, and novels, as well as a forthcoming Pathfinder online massively multiplayer computer game. I have to say, it's pretty amazing to see how far Pathfinder has come in just 3 short years to go head-to-head with D&D. We are thrilled to be working with Dynamite on a new Pathfinder comic, said Paizo publisher Eric Mona. Dynamite's proven record with licensed properties and their ability to attract top creative talent to their books make them a natural fit for Pathfinder, and we can't wait to see how they explore the Pathfinder world. When we sat down and first started speaking with Paizo, the excitement that Eric had for Pathfinder was amazing, and the success he and his team have had is well earned, states Dynamite publisher Nick Barucci. We're proud to be working with them to help bring Pathfinder to the comics market and to bring our comics to their market. It's the best of both worlds. This is the start of a great working relationship. It'll be interesting to see what Dynamite does with the Pathfinder comics. It's been many years since the dwarves last heard from Balin. Now the heroes of Middle-earth must search for signs of him and his fledgling dwarven colony. K'zad Doom is the first deluxe expansion for The Lord of the Rings The Card Game from Fantasy Flight Games. It expands your game with 165 new cards. Two new dwarf heroes offer their services, and players gain the benefit of new player cards, 3 copies of each, while facing new scenarios filled with perilous locations and a menacing host of enemies. The Lord of the Rings The Card Game offers a unique narrative play experience for cooperative or solo play. Middle-earth's heroes undertake fantastic quests that lead them to distant and dangerous locations. Along their journeys, they must battle past enemies and steer away from the Dark Lord's reach and the treachery he plots for them. The story that began with the core set continues to expand further into the world of Middle-earth with each new release. Where the core set and Shadows of Mirkwood cycle of adventure packs explored the forests of Mirkwood and related the trials of chasing creatures through the wilds, K'zad Doom evokes the ominous dread of your fellowship's dark and perilous journey through Moria's abandoned tunnels. With no map nor guide to lead them, your heroes must light their torches and find their own way through the intersecting mines. K'zad Doom introduces a number of dreadful new underground and dark locations, any of which may hold the clues to Balin's silence that your heroes seek. Fortunately, dwarves are little bothered by the dark, and K'zad Doom provides a wealth of new player cards that expand design options for any deck, but particularly those with dwarves. In addition to 2 new dwarf heroes, K'zad Doom strengthens the dwarven contribution to any fellowship with new dwarf allies, attachments, and events. New treachery and a horde of new enemies await Middle-earth's heroes amid the dark orc-infested mines of Moria. The encounter sets in K'zad Doom provide thrilling new challenges that will keep your heroes peering cautiously around each corner as they face orcs, goblins, and cave trolls. Along their way, they must avoid the hazards of underground travel, such as cave-ins, pitfalls, crumbling stairways, and impassable chasms. That's why I don't normally travel underground. If your heroes take the wrong turns or delay too long, they'll find that the orcs of K'zad Doom swarm against invaders in astonishing numbers, and while your heroes maneuver past the onrushing hordes, they risk delving too deep and waking the nameless fear. From orcs and trolls to ringwraiths and dragons, Middle-earth is a rich and expansive world filled with fantastic and iconic creatures. As you venture into the ancient dwarven realm of K'zad Doom, you'll enter a place in Middle-earth far removed from the settings and creatures represented by the core set encounter cards. Dark tunnels teem with goblins, and any wrong turn could send you plummeting through pits to find yourself confronted by older and fouler things than orcs. Therefore, in addition to expanding your existing game experience, K'zad Doom introduces 9 all-new encounter sets. These unique sets, when combined into encounter decks, make up K'zad Doom's 3 included scenarios. It's also important for me to point out, you're going to need these new encounter sets to play the scenarios in the subsequent Dwarl Delph cycle of adventure packs. So while the K'zad Doom expansion is an exciting addition in its own right, it's also the first step in the game's next engaging narrative. With it, you'll have the option of bringing new regions to your gaming experience. Explore more of Middle-earth than ever before, from the forests of the Corset and the shadows of Mirkwood Cycle to the perilous caves and treacherous peaks of the Misty Mountains. Will your passage through Moria be tragic or heroic? The Dwarven Kingdoms await word of Balin and his fledgling colony, so strike up a torch and head into the depths of Khazad Dûm. Reaper Miniatures has announced their latest figures for release on Monday, January 23rd. From the Dark Haven Legends Heroic Scale Fantasy Miniatures, and Heroic Scale is usually about 32 millimeters, comes Lola Darkslip, Female Thief, and Drake White Raven, Young Mage. From the Warlord Heroic Scale Fantasy Miniatures comes the Shadow Guard. From the Chronoscope Modern Miniatures is Joe Don Mitchell, the Sheriff, Dr. Thomas Welby, Nurse Anne Foster, and Eric Proudfoot, Intergalactic Marine, as well as two new figures in the officially licensed Pathfinder line, Kiramor, the Forest Shadow, and Trinia Sabor. Check out these and more of Reaper's fantastically sculpted and moderately priced minis at ReaperMini.com. And finally, I know we've mentioned the podcast drama We're Alive, A Story of Survival, before on the site and on the show, and I'm pleased to announce that the third season has premiered. If you already follow the adventures of that stalwart band of survivors as they take on zombie hordes and less dead but even deadlier opponents in Los Angeles, you'll want to head over to zombiepodcast.com to catch part one of chapter 25. And if you haven't checked out this exceptional audio experience yet, get cracking. That's it for today's news. Tomorrow's Friday, and that means one more day till the weekend after that. I'll be back tomorrow, and until then, have a great day. The Daily Dope is presented by The Gaming Gang, located at thegaminggang.com. Any similarities to an actual news program are certainly unintentional and, in fact, accidental.